Put it on. Gimel Shvat, 19th of January, Rabbi Shalom Rosner, Tefillin.
Thank you very much for having me back here and starting your day the Torah way. Baruch Hashem, we've made it to Parshas Bo. We know the Gemara tells us in the end of Maseches Makos, Tarig Mitzvos Nemar L'Moshe Misinai, there were 613 mitzvos. All the Rishonim, amazingly, the Ramban and others point this out, that it's a machlokas about almost everything in Judaism. Almost everything. If you don't know the answer is machlokas. And there's an agadah at the end of Maseches Makos, that there are 613 mitzvos. How do we know there are 613 mitzvos? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Moshe gave us Torah. Torah's Gemashia 611, plus 2 we heard straight from God. 611 plus 2 is 613. So everybody agrees there are 613 mitzvos. What are those mitzvos? So that's a major machlokas about many different, in many different topics. But this week's parsha is the first of the many mitzvah parshios. We've been waiting for this since the end of Sefer Dvarim. We had three throughout Sefer Bereishis, and Baruch Hashem, we've made it. Parshas Bo has 20 mitzvos, and today, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be able to talk about one of those mitzvos. One of the mitzvos out of the many, mostly having to do with Karban Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we will see. The Torah starts off Hilchas Sukkah. In Siman Tov Reish Chaf Hey, you have it in source number 1. I'll be mentioning the sources outside, but we'll try to have Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah writes in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Hey, the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah. Basukas Teishu Shivas Yomim Leman Yedu Doroseichem. You should sit in the Sukkah so that generations will know. Ki Basukos Oshati Es Bnei Yisrael, that I placed you in Sukkah, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Pasuk in Parshas Emor. Tala HaKasiv Mitzvah Sukkah B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sukkah, as many mitzvos are connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban at the end of this week's Parsha discusses why are there so many mitzvos, Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim, more than any other event in Jewish history. How many mitzvos do we have related to Maamad Har Sinai? Maybe one. Birchas HaTorah every morning. Maybe that's a mitzvah. How many mitzvos do we have to remember the Mon? Maybe one mitzvah D'Rabbanan. How many mitzvahs do we have to remember many of the events in Jewish history? One or two. How many Yetzias Mitzrayim? About 15. Many, many mitzvahs. The Ramban at the end of the parasha deals with it. But one of them, says the tour, is Sukkah. Talakas of mitzvah Sukkah b'Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'chein harbe mitzvos. Lefishu davar shera'inu be'eneinu. Uba azneinu. We saw with our eyes. We heard with our ears. Shamanu. Ve'ein adam yachol hachishenu. And nobody can contradict. V'hi amor al mitas b'tzias abarius ala. Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Nisan that took place that we read about last weekend, this weekend, next week. That reflects Ashkachas Abore, Shubara HaKolert Sono, Vuashalok HaKoach, Hamem Shola. He's the ruler. He's the Bailim. He's the Balabas. There's only one Balabas in the world, capital B. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Balabayas. V'chulu, and he continues, the end of line 5. Vasuka Shomer HaKosov Shoshi Vanu Bahem, Hein Anane Kfodo, Shi Kifun Bahem. And what are the Sukkahs that we sit in the Sukkah and remember? The Anane HaKovid. The clouds of glory that Hashem surrounded us with. When we went out of Egypt, Leval Yagam Shar Bashemesh, these just weren't regular clouds. These were clouds of glory. These were clouds that flattened out potholes and made mountains flat so we don't have to walk around them. And it made our clothes grow with us. And it made sure our shoes didn't get worn out. These were magical clouds. Clouds of glory. V'dugma lazeh. And as a remembrance to that, Sivanu laso sukos, kadesh nizkar nifla'osa v'naraosa. And we sit in a sukkah every year in Tishrei in order to remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, the Chas De'abore. V'yafalpi, he asked the tour on himself. V'yafalpi. So why is it in Tishrei? When did we go out of Mitzrayim? She'etzanim Mitzrayim b'chodesh Nisan. We went out in the springtime. Why do we sit in a sukkah in the wintertime? Almost. Lo tzivanu laso sukkah b'oso azman. L'fishi yivos kayitz. In the springtime, everybody's going outside. Everybody's going to redo their gardens and redo their backyards and have places to sit outside. Dafka. September, October time, Tishrei time, everybody's going in, all the winter sales are starting, everybody's going inside, We're going the opposite. We're going the other way in order that it's nikar that we're doing this action l'shem mitzvah. Beautiful, amazing tour in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah. What exactly is the message of Sukkah? What do we think about? Any paskins like the day in the of the Tanoim that we went out, we sit in the Sukkah on an Akavid, not Sukkah's Mamish. Wonderful, amazing. Ask the Bach. Bayis Chodesh of Yol Circus. Ask the Bach, one of the great commentaries on the tour. What the tour says is amazing and beautiful and not controversial. But that the tour said it is very controversial. Anyone familiar with the tour knows the tour is a halachic work. The tour is not a makbal manfa. I don't want to learn Musar Seder, I don't open up a tour. If I want to learn a Sefer in Emunah, I don't open up a tour. The tour is the one. The Shulchan Aruch usually gets the credit. We say, Dalech Helke Shulchan Aruch. But really, the tour gets the credit. The tour is the one that organized the entire corpus of halacha. He took Shas and all the Rishonim that preceded him, and he organized it into a way that we could approach it to know what to do. The Shulchan Aruch then took his structure and then said, okay, which day do we paskin? Like the Torah quotes 6 days. So this is what we paskin. And the Ramah added in with the Minhagim of the Ashkenazim were different. But the tour is a halachic sefer. Ask the Bach, why is the Torah waxing poetic in Hilchos Sukkah? You have to, the Sukkah is amazing, and you sit in the Sukkah to remember the Aniyak. Just tell us what to do! You sit in the Sukkah on the 15th night of Tishrei, and you have to eat this amount of challah, and you have to do this, and if it rains, this is what you do, and you have to shake the lulav. Tell us exactly what to do. The Torah is not a sefer that normally talks about ta'amei ha-mitzvos. That's the Bach's question in Hilchos Sukkah, Tim and Tafer Yishchafei. Many a rabbi discusses this Bach, the first night of Sukkos. Right, because this is something that is crucial for that night, but we'll see what it has to do with us today as well. Ikel ha-meidach, asked the Bach, midivrei Rabbeinu, she'ein zo darko b'chibur ozeh, levar ha-kavon, l'shum mikur shabbatorah. The Torah doesn't give us ta'amei ha-mitzvos. The Torah isn't a sefer ha-chinuch. The Torah isn't a hashkafic work. Ki lo barak lefso ko ra'a o laharos minog upo herich. And here, it's not even one line. It's 10 lines. The whole simin. Tafrish chafei. The Torah talks about the Tamei HaMitzvos, what we're supposed to think about when we sit in the Sukkah, what does it symbolize? We went out in Nisan, but we sit in Tishrei, so it's Nikar. What's the message of this Torah? He's putting this into his Sefer Halacha. The yearly Lomar says the Bach at the end of line 2, Yisod Gadol, that as we'll see applies to not only Sukkah. And it gets back to what today's Shir's topic is. The yearly Bozel Omar, Shesover, the Torah comes up with a magical idea relating to three mitzvahs. Says the Torah, usually kavana is not crucial in defining the mitzvah. Yes, we have a machlokes, Tanoim, Amoraim, Rishonim, about mitzvah srichas kavana or ain't srichas kavana. Is kavana crucial? But in general, says the Torah, the Bach's interpretation of the Torah, that kavana is somewhat external to the Maisa HaMitzvah. But there are three mitzvos in the Torah where the Torah itself goes out of its way to say, do the mitzvah so that. The word lama'an is used. If the Torah says, do the mitzvah so that, dot, 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 that so that is ma'akev. That so that is part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. So there are three times, and you look at the Torah, says the Bach, in all three places, the Torah says, lama'an, do the mitzvah so that you come to a certain realization. So those mitzvos, kavanah is ma'akev, and the Bach thinks, if you don't have kavanah by those mitzvos, then when I yotze the mitzvah. It's kavana li'ikuva. Where do you have that? So by the sukkah. L'man yedu dorasechem ki basukos oshati yisbnei Yisrael. Sit in the sukkah so that you remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. That's what the Bach has to, that's what the Torah has to mention, the kavana. Because this kavana is halacha. This Tamei HaMitzvos is not just, oh, nice idea to think about. No. If you don't think about the mitzvah, if I don't realize Anenei HaKavod, if I don't realize Tishrei versus Nisan, says the Bach in giving shots of the Torah, it is not going to fulfill the mitzvah. Let's read the words. V'yir li bazel omar. Bazel. Shesover. Tekima. Tafsev l'man yedu dora seichem. Lo kiyem ha-mitzvah kitikuna. Im lo yada kavanas ha-mitzvah sukkah. I did not fulfill the mitzvah in its ideal state. if I don't think about it. V'lachein bir, that's why he has to tell us all of the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. Where else do we have this? Two other mitzvahs. Sorry? Shiluach hakan l'man yitav loch. So that's l'ma'an so that you get schar. But where do you have a l'ma'an so that you think about something? Right, what do you think about something? Tzitzis, l'man tizkeru, v'atzisim es kol mitzvosai. And? Tfilin. L'man tia taras Hashem b'ficha. This week's parsha, the mitzvah of tfilin, is to help us and enable us to focus on all the mitzvahs. Says the Bach, he quotes, Abba tzitzis, shakasabe, l'man tizkeru, v'chein tfilin. L'man tia taras Hashem b'ficha, shatfilin o'os v'zikaron. Right, in the Shulchan Aruch and the tour. Right, we have a special Yirat Zon that some have the minhag to say before they put on tallis and tefillin. Hirani misadim kuvi batzitzis ketesat v'dishbasi v'ram echevarei hini mechayim v'anachos tefillin kamitz parshas v'anil niyav tefillin. We don't have that by most other mitzvos. We don't have that in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, there's a minhag of Klal Yisrael to say hini nimuchan mezumans before certain mitzvos. I know the Behuda has a big discussion about this. Right, Sfir Sa'omer, that's a mitzvah that had mazel. You know, everybody says hini nimuchan mezuman beforehand. But in the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch talks about kavana. By tefillin, by tzitzis, and by sukkah, and that's what he has. I gave you the tour in Hilchos Tefillin, the source number 3. V'yechavim ba'anachasan shesivanu amakom laniyachar parshios elu sheish b'michud shema. We have to think about Hashem is in charge of our heart, and that's the tefillin shel yad, and the Hashem is in charge of our mind, the tefillin shel rosh. There's so much to think about when we're putting on tefillin in the morning. But it's lamantia taras Hashem b'ficha. The question is though. So we focus on the mitzvah of tefillin in this week's parsha. 2 of the 4 times that it talks about tefillin is in this week's parsha. What exactly is the message of tefillin? And how does tefillin make us think about l'man tia taras Hashem b'ficha? Tzitzis maybe, l'man tizkiru. How does tzitzis remind us? Ravolbi has a beautiful piece in one of his svarim. Ravolbi says, okay, there's a gematria, tzitzis. He had put together the word tzitzis, 600 plus the 8 strings plus the 5 knots. Ravolbi says that imagine somebody fell off a boat and they're throwing him a life preserver. And they throw the life preserver, you have to grab onto the life preserver, and that's the rope that's going to save you, to get you back onto the boat. How does Sisis remind us of L'man Tizkeru, V'atzisim Es Kol Mitzvosai? Every mitzvah is like a string HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And when we grab onto the string, how do strings help us remember? Every mitzvah is a string, every mitzvah is a rope that we grab onto, that we climb up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. That's how tzitzis reminds us when we see the tzitzis, and when we see the blue tzitzis and the white tzitzis, Dom Eliyam, Dom Elarakia, Dom Elakisi Yakovin. Says that's how tzitzis reminds us of everything. But what about tefillin? How does tefillin remind us of everything? L'man tia, one of the L'man mitzvahs. L'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha. So let's talk about this first from a halachic perspective, and then hopefully we'll end up injecting a hashkafic point relating to that halachic perspective as well. We know the Rambam tells us that there are 3 types of brachos that Chazal created. All brachos, as we know, are derabanan, except for Birchas HaMazon, and maybe Birchas HaTorah, but all the other brachos that we make are derabanan. Says the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos. He first talks about the Birchas HaMazon, because that's the Daraisa, Mitzvah Zaseh, Minatara, Levarach, Achrachilas Mazon, etc. And then the Rambam says 3 types of brachos. Umidivrei Sofrim, Levarach, Alkom, Achot, Tchila. V'acharkach Yanim, Imenu. We have a Mitzvah Darabana to make a bracha before we eat, before we drink. Any Hana'ah that we imbibe, there's a Mitzvah Darabana to make a bracha. Not any Hana'ah. Let's say I had a very long day and I come home, I'm exhausted, I fall on the couch. I'm like, ah, that's Hana'ah. I don't make a bracha on that. If it's a boiling hot day, I walk into it's freezing outside. I walk into a room, now it's nice and warm. I'm getting Hana'ah from the house. Ah, feels good. You don't make a bracha. Chazal instituted a bracha on Hana'ah that goes inside of us, that we imbibe. Ink, drink, smell. Those 3, that's what Chazal enacted. V'yachar kach yadam imenu. V'yafil niskaibin lecho lishtos kolshu. We paskin even tasting any little bit of eating or drinking or smelling, you got to make a bracha on. So, type number 1, Birchas Hanehenin. Says the Rambam on Halacha Gimel. Ukashem, I'm in source number 4. Ukashem shemavarchin al hahanoya, kach mavarchin al kol mitzvah mitzvah. Just like we make a bracha on Hana'ah, so do we make a bracha before we do every mitzvah, and then we do the mitzvah. Not for now, but maybe it's something to think about. So I'm not going to point out what the first word of the Rambam is teaching us in that Halacha. This is just parenthetically. Kashem. Just like the Rambam could just tell us make a bracha on a mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't just say that. The Rambam says, just like we make a bracha on Hana, so too we make a bracha on mitzvah. What's the connection between those two? The time, at the end, if we have time, maybe we'll get back to that. But either way, the Rambam says category two, birchas ha-mitzvah. Before we do any mitzvah, we make a bracha. And then finally, you brachos rabos tiknu chachamim, derach shalach v'hodaya. Many brachos Chazal enacted, derach shevach v'hodah, to give shevach to the... Oh, did you miss it on the bottom? Okay, I'm just going to read it. Maybe it's a little cut off. Maybe the Israel pages are a little longer. Okay, what? You have it? It's halacha gimel? Okay. Shem shem mevarach na alayna, kak mevarach na kol mitzvah, mitzvah, biachar keach tzuzah, ubrachos rabos tignu chachamim. Many brachos the rabbis enacted, derach shavach v'hodoya, praise and thanking, kadei shalizkar as habore tamid. So we can think of Hashem all day. Imagine if we're not eating or drinking or getting any benefit, when are we going to talk to God? If we're not davening. So throughout the day, Chazal want us to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So throughout the day, we see a rainbow and we went to the bathroom and I see thunder and lightning. Birch HaShevach all over. I see an amazing individual. I see an amazing natural creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Brachas Rabo. So the Rambam ends off by saying, Nimsu on the top, Halacha Dalid, Kol HaBrachas Kulan Shlosh Aminim. We have three kinds of brachas. Birchas Hana, Birchas HaMitzvos, uBirchas Hodah. Nanin, Shevach, and Mitzvah. So now we ask ourselves, what about Tefillin? The brachas that we say on Tefillin, what types of brachos are those? Because we know Ashkenazic custom is to make two brachas on Tefillin. Bracha of Haniyach Tefillin, and the bracha of Mitzvah Tefillin. And the question is, why the two brachas? So one might say, well, simple. Two Tefillins, two brachas. L'haniach is on the shel yad, and the al mitzvah is on the shel rosh. The problem is that doesn't work. Let's say, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, let's say somebody has a cast. It goes all the way up, it covers their entire arm. They can't put on the shel yad. Right? There's no reason to put it on the other arm. Putting it on the wrong arm is like putting it in the bag. It's like putting it on your leg. Right? The wrong arm is not the one, it's not yotze the mitzvah. So the halach is, let's say somebody only has one tefillin. You only have the shel rosh. The halach is, two brachas on the shel rosh. If I'm only going to put on the shel rosh, two brachas, which is a raya that it's not one bracha on the shel yad, one bracha on the shel rosh. There are two brachas on the mitzvah of tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin happens to be two of the 613, according to the Monei HaMitzvahs. That's true. But there are two brachas on tefillin, and the question is why? Right? There are birchas ha-mitzvahs, why are there two birchas ha-mitzvahs on tefillin? Most mitzvahs only have one birchas ha-mitzvah. Question one. Let's move on to some other mitzvahs and try to develop and see if there is a pattern. Bris Milah. Bris Milah, as we know, anybody has a schus to perform a bris, there are two brachas by Bris Milah too. There's a bracha that the Mo'el makes. I made my shliach a couple of times, Baruch Hashem, I had the schus the Mo'el makes of Al Hamila. And then there's a bracha that the father says. Lachnisa b'vriso shalavim avinu. What type of bracha is lachnisa? Let's say Al Hamila is a bracha on the Maisa mitzvah of Mila. Fine. What about lachnisa b'vriso shalavim avinu? So what would you have said? Shevach v'odah. It's a bracha of praise. It's interesting. It's a bracha of praise that always is connected to a mitzvah. Most brachas of praise are connected to some other event that I react to. I see lightning. I hear thunder. I go to the bathroom. It's not connected to a mitzvah. And all of a sudden, lach nisa, okay, maybe it's shevach, but is that a coincidence? It's always said when I do a mitzvah. And if I look in Tosfos and Brachas Daf Zayin, source number 6, Daf Zayin and Psachim is where all the Rishonim try to figure out the rules and regulations of Birchas HaMitzvah. When do I say Li? When do I say Al? Right? Li HaNiach, Al Mitzvahs, Lahavak Ner Shal Chanukah, Al Mikra Megillah, Lishmar Kol Shal. When do you say Li? When do you say Al? There's no one rule that works. The Rishonim come up with their rules. The Rosh quotes three different opinions of the Rambam. So generally, the rules are about 80%, and then the Rishonim have to figure out the other 20%, why they don't fit into the rules. But again, that's the sugya of Birchas HaMitzvah, Psachim Dav Zayin. So Tosfos there discusses the mitzvah and the brachos of tefillin. So says the Tosfos there, source number 6, he discusses Rabbeinu Tam Shita, he quotes the Gemara, and he says, Li is usually, when do you say Li? When something is future. Li, you're about to do something. So he says that's a little difficult because Lahachniso is said right after the Mila. So how can you say Lit? That's what Tosfos is bothered by. Line 4 in the middle. Lo kasha, it's not a problem, says Tosfos. Daha, lo alzos hanase achshav mivarech. You know why lachnizah was not a problem to say li? Because you're not making a bracha on what's happening exactly right now. You're just praising Hashem that He gave us the command to be connected to Him physically for the rest of our lives. And we say it in the context of Mila to say that we're doing this l'shem shamayim, not l'shem any other reason. But look at the second to last line. So what has Tosfos said so far? We might interpret Tosfos as Bircha Shevach. It's a Shevach Voda. Fine. But how does Tosfos end up? V'ein tzarech levarech over l'asiyaso. And you don't have to make it over l'asiyaso, even though it's after the mitzvah. What should Tosfos' next line be? You don't have to make this over l'asiyaso before you do the mitzvah, because it's not a Bircha Mitzvah. It's Shevach, and Shevach is always after the event. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says, you don't have to say l'achnisa before the mitzvah, because the father's not doing the mitzvah anyway. It's the mole doing the mitzvah. And you only require over l'asiyaso when you're doing the mitzvah. Why didn't Shliach? Correct, but it's still a difference between the Osa mitzvah and the father. Why didn't Tosfos just say you don't have to make it over l'asiyaso because it's not a birchas hamitzvah? A birchas hamitzvah you have to make before you do the mitzvah. If it's a birchas shevach, then you can make it afterwards, no problem. Maybe there's something deeper here. It's not purely a birchas shevach.
If the father is the mole,
okay,
then a machlokas whether having said the first bracha, he then says the second bracha.
Correct. Right. So we still pass it maybe after the Mila, before the Priya. Right. Meaning, so it's a little bit before and it's a little bit after. Right. That's the right. Right. In a chinami. But in terms of Lamdis, conceptually, Tosfos does not say the more pashut answer. He could have said that Lachniso is just the Bircha Shevach. So what about Tfilin? What about Mila? Let's talk about another one. Marriage. There's a machlokes many familiar with between the Rambam and the Rush and others, whether getting married is a mitzvah. Having children is a mitzvah. That's for sure. Mitzvah number one in the Torah. Getting married, kiddushin, is that itself a mitzvah? Kiddach ishisha? Machlokes. The Rush holds that it's just a hechsher mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to get married, it's a hechsher mitzvah. But the Rambam says it's a mitzvah. Separate mitzvah to get married. And the Rambam says we make a bracha before we get married. Kiderech. Look in halacha source number 8, Gimel Chaf Gimel and Hilchas Ishus. Kederach Shemavarach and call them kala mitzvahs. Like we make a bracha before we do all mitzvahs. We make a bracha before we get married. Wonderful. What's the bracha of kiddushin? Asher kiddushan emav zivanu lekadish es ha'isha. No, that's not the bracha. That would have been much easier, right? The Rav Hagon, the Masada Kiddushin, wouldn't have to memorize the whole three lines. But no, it's Ivan Alarayos, Vaslon Azarusos, Hashem, Erisin, Kiddushin, and he gives us Heter, Adechupa, Vikiddushin. Whole long bracha. Why don't we just make a birchas, a regular birchas, a mitzvah? Why did Chazal institute such a fancy, multi-themed bracha when it comes to Kiddushin? So, Bris Mila and Tfilin, and Kiddushin. One more, and then we'll have the Yesod that answers everything. The Rishonim discuss, I didn't give it to you, but Tosfos and Yuma discusses this on Daf Ches. Tevila. Going to the mikvah. Might not be a mitzvah. Tevila bezman alav mitzvah, Tosfos says, but we would still make a bracha. What type of bracha would that be? If I'm not doing a mitzvah, I'm making myself tahor. Tosfos says in Yuma Daf Ches, you would still make the bracha, even though it's not a mitzvah. It's tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah. So what's going on here? Suggests Rav Soloveitchik. It's quoted in many places. I gave it to you. One place, Rav Schechter quotes this in source number 9, in Eretz HaTzvi. I heard he was here a few weeks ago, in one of his svar. Rav Soloveitchik explains that really, three categories of brachos, but within one, there's two categories. Birchas Shevach, Birchas Hanen, and Birchas HaMitzvah. But there are two types of Birchas HaMitzvah. Most of the time, there's a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Maisa HaMitzvah. I do a mitzvah, it's a Maisa. I blow shofar, I shake a lulav, I sit in a sukkah. Right? Most mitzvahs are Maisa HaMitzvah, so it ends there. That's a bracha on a Maisa HaMitzvah. But other times, mitzvahs that we do not only are an act, but they create a result. They create a chalos. They create a new status. And when there's a new status that comes out of the mitzvah, in those cases, Chazal either made a fancy Birchas HaMitzvah or at least created another one so that as a reaction, as a recognition of this new status, we make a special bracha. A bracha on a Chalos HaMitzvah, not just a bracha on a Maisa HaMitzvah. Where do we have that? Bris Milah. It's a Bircha Shevach, but no, it's a Bircha Shevach always in the context of a mitzvah. The child now is a mahol. The child now can eat Karban Pesach, and if he's a Kohen, he can do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. He can eat Shruma if he's a Kohen. The status of Mo'ol, Ala Mila, is the bracha on the Maisa HaMila. La'achniso b'vriso shalam ravino is a bracha on the Chalos Mila. Marriage. The woman's status, she becomes an Eishes Ish. This isn't just a mitzvah like other mitzvahs. Right, this is a mitzvah that changes her status. She's an Eishes Ish. There are obligations that the husband now has in order to take care of his wife. The Tzivan of Araya, the Baslan of Zerusa, it's a bracha on a Chalos HaMitzvah. And obviously, marriage, tvila, it's a chalos tahara, writes Rav Salvechik, the middle of source 9. Achin b'mitzvahs mila, nosav al maisa mitzvah nasa b'shaita. Yishgav chalos abo mikoach maisa zeh. The child is a mahul. So coming back full circle, tfilin as well, and this is the chiddush. Tfilin has two brachas. One on the maisa mitzvah, and one on the chalos mitzvah. Chalos mitzvah. Where's there a chalos by tfilin? There's no chalos, you do the mitzvah. L'haniach is on the maisa. How do you have a chalos and mitzvah? Says Rav Salvechik. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Poshe Yisrael Begufan. Who is somebody who is negligent to God with their bodies physically? The Gemara says, source 10, Karkafta de lohiniach tefillin. A skull, a karkafta is a head. It's an unusual lashon. A head that doesn't wear tefillin. A head? How about someone doesn't wear tefillin? Karkafta de lo manat tefillin. Rav Salvechik thought that meant there's some type of status, but it's deeper. There's another Gemara. Amazing. I don't know if Rav Salvechik quoted this Gemara, but the Maariv Chaya says this is the source. The Rambam tells us in Hilchas Tefillin, reading his words, Kedushas Tefillin, source 11, Kedushas an gedolahi. The Kedusha of Tefillin is unbelievably high. She calls Maasha Tefillin Berosha Shaladam. The Rambam says in Beferish, when we are wearing Tefillin, we're a different person. Barosha Shaladam, Valzroa, Hu Anav, Yere Shamayim, Venonim Shach Beschok. We are humble, we fear God, we're not pulled to schok and schicha betela. Venamar Machshavas Rose, we're not thinking about things. The Rambam says it. When we wear tefillin, we're a new person. Where does the Rambam get this from? It's a Gemara you might be familiar with in the Brachas, beginning of the fifth parak. It's fascinating. The Gemara talks about two of the great Amorayim. Abaya was sitting in front of Rabbah. Abaya was sitting, Chazia, top of the last page. Chazia to have a badach tuva. So Rabbah saw that Abaya was, I don't know what it means that Abaya was like fooling around a little bit in levity. This is Abaya. So he was a little bit relaxed. Amale says Rabbah to him, V'gilu birada. What? Where's your Yirat Shamayim? What's going on here? Abaya answers, I'm wearing tefillin, don't worry about it. What does that mean? I'm wearing tefillin, how does that v'gilu birada? Says the Maariv Chayes on this Gemara. That's where the Rambam gets it from. The Rambam understands this Gemara as, when I wear tefillin, I'm a different person. I have a new status. Says Rav Salvechik, the bracha of l'haniach tefillin is a bracha on the maisa ha-mitzvah. The bracha of al mitzvah tefillin is on the chalos shem, the new status, not only by bris milah, not only by kiddushin, not only by tevila, but also by tefillin. The tefillin is a chalos. When we put on a tefillin every morning, we're in a new zone. We're in a new world, al mitzvah tefillin as well. And maybe just to end off with one dvar hashkafa about how does this change me as a person? Remember we started, the Bach, l'man tiyatar et Hashem b'ficha. Maybe there's one more idea. Rav Nevinzal writes in one of his svarim, we know almost everything about tefillin is halacha Moshe Misina. Almost everything. They have to be square, they're written, they have to be black, right? So everything is halacha Moshe Misina. Is there a message of the tefillin being black? I want to have golden tefillin. Gold, like I'll come into shul, it'll be shining. You know, if I dive in Vasikin, the sun will be shining off my tefillin, it'll be amazing. Right, why do I have to have black? What's so important about having black tefillin? Says Rav Nevinzal, black, what is the color black? It absorbs all other colors. If I shine light on all different colors, there's a reflection back out of red or green or blue. But if I shine something on black, the black absorbs everything. It's the ultimate absorber, right? If a child is scribbling with all different colors, everything all of a sudden becomes black in the end. Because black is the ultimate absorber. If you look in black in Wikipedia, I forgot the line, I didn't bring it. It talks about the absorber of all natural light. Black represents the ultimate makabel. The ultimate absorber. We put on our tefillin because we're being mekabel the Devar Hashem. We're being meshabed ourselves. That's what black symbolizes. We take everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. L'matia Torah Hashem b'ficha. That's the message we get. It's a story told about the Vilna Gaon. I heard it about the Gra. You could fill in the blank. Some stories are told by various different rabbis, the same story. But as Rabbi Wein always says, they don't tell those stories about me and you. So, but the Gra, I heard it about the Gra. The Gra was once in shul, and whatever it was, the enemy, the government came in, and they ran into shul, and they're about to take people and arrest them, and the Gra turns around, and they're like, oh! And they ran out, and they got scared. And the Talmidim go to the Gra, and they said, Rebbe, did you say like some incantation? Did you like put a spell on them? The Gra's like, no. They're like, what? He's like, it's a Beforish Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas Davav, source number 13. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kisavo, V'ro kol amei ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaro mimeka. The Umos Ha'olam will see that tefillin will be upon you. They'll see you and they'll be scared. Amar Rabbi Elazar Agadol, Eilu tefillin sheberosh. So it's a Gemara. Yeah, Rebbe, we're also wearing tefillin. Didn't happen to us. Right? You were also. So the Gemara says, no, you have to be medayik in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say Eilu tefillin she'al harosh. Eilu tefillin she'birosh. It's not about tefillin on our head. The message of the tefillin has to seep into our heads. It has to sink in. Dafka tefillin shel rosh, the chalos shame. The chalos, we say al mitzvah tefillin, because that's the status, the new status that's achieved, the chalos ha-mitzvah, not just the maisa ha-mitzvah. And that's the black. Tefillin symbolizes the ultimate in mekabel. We have this week the schus of laning, the schus of reading, the two of the four parshiyos of tefillin that appear in the Torah. So let us all, as all of the 20 mitzvahs in this week's parsha, everyone is special, everyone is unique. We got to talk a little bit about tefillin, about the mitzvah of tefillin that we have the schus of doing every single weekday of our lives. What an unbelievable schus it is. So let's all try to inculcate some of these values into our lives and realize that tefillin is not just a maisa, it's a chalos, and it's a chalos that connects to l'man tiyat taras Hashem b'ficha. It's something that can give us an outlook and a hashkafa to all the mitzvahs that we do throughout the day. Thank you. Yeah.